Jeff Blankman joined here today by Sakaya Pettigrew of the South Central Calhoun Titans. He is going to be headed to Morningside to continue his track career. And Sakaya, appreciate you joining us here today. First of all, congratulations. Second, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Jeff.
You betcha. You betcha. You and I were chatting. You really liked Morningside when you went there. Let's start with that. What was it about the trip, the campus? Did you make more than one trip that really sold you that Morningside was the perfect place for you to kind of continue your career?
You know, I actually only ended up going on one visit to Morningside, Jeff. But I really love the coaches, the athletes, everyone I met along the way. I loved everything about it.
What was the conversations like with coach that really helped sell you on it?
Well, me and him went around a walk on campus for about an hour, and we talked. We had a really heart-to-heart talk, you know, got to know each other really well, and he's a really down-to-earth guy, and I just love everything about their program they got going on there.
You said you kind of met some of the other athletes as well. How many guys did you get a chance to hang out with? What were those conversations like?
You know, I didn't have a chance to speak with many of them, but the ones I did speak with, they seemed like really, really great kids that I'd love to have fun with in the future.
So as you were walking around coach, you know, with coach for about an hour on campus, were you kind of entrenched in that conversation, or were you able to kind of soak in the atmosphere of campus and what it looked like? And if you were, what stood out for you during the walk about the campus and where you're going to be spending the next 4 years?
You know, we were really deep in conversation. I didn't really pay attention to most of the surrounding area. But I did love the track. Every time I go on a visit to track, I always got to feel the track to see if I like it, because, you know, there's some tracks that stick out.
Yep.
I like that. That's one of the things I do remember. I always do that.
What was it about their track that stuck out for you then?
I love the area. I love how it was kind of built in a little, I guess you could call it like a ravine, I guess.
Yep.
And just the material it's made out of.
Okay. Pretty easy to run on, you're thinking?
Oh, yeah. Okay. The nice, softest gun.
Let's switch page a little bit here. When did the recruiting process start for you? And you know, was Morningside one of the first schools, or who were some of those first schools that you were in contact with?
My recruiting process started this summer, around July-ish. I think Morningside was the first official school to actually ask me to come down on a visit. I had a few schools. I had Central, I had Morningside. Those were really my first two that really stuck out to me.
What was it like when you first got, you know, contacted by the first school? Because you said Morningside maybe was the first. So what was that like? Did it surprise you, or were you anticipating hearing from some schools?
Well, you know, as a kid, I think all this stuff, it's your dream. But you think it's just too far-fetched. You think it's impossible. So when it actually happens, you're kind of starstruck. You aren't really expecting it in the moment. But once it happens, it just feels surreal.
What age were you when you started dreaming about being a college sports athlete? And was it track the whole time?
In seventh grade, I was dreaming about running track in college.
What is it about track that's become a passion for you?
I've just always loved running and trying to catch the next guy.
So sprints and hurdles, you've fallen in love with hurdles. Were you running hurdles before junior high, or did you start that in the seventh grade and the, you know, the talent and the potential that you have as a hurdler kind of started to grow from there?
You know, I actually had never touched a hurdle in my life until my sophomore year of high school.
Okay. How did you get into hurdles then? Was it just something that Coach Case felt you would fit you well?
You know, if I'm being honest, it wasn't even Coach Case, it was Coach Knapp. He basically kidnapped me and made me join the hurdlers for a few practices. I just decided to stick it out, you know?
Yeah, sounds to me like you owe Coach Knapp a thank you, huh?
Oh, yeah, the biggest one.
Sakaya, back to the schools a little bit here. You said, you know, that you got Morningside and then other schools started to come in. You had told me before the interview that you think you saw maybe about six different campuses. Which were the schools that you narrowed it down to, and then which were the six that you went and visited?
I had two really main ones that I was really stuck on at the end. It was in between Wartburg and Morningside.
But take me through that Wartburg trip. What was it like?
ooh, loved everything about Wartburg. The campus, beautiful. The people were amazing. The coach, I have nothing bad to say about him. He was a great guy. But Wartburg, they just were a little too far. They weren't too far, but I just wanted to stay close to home, and Sioux City is just as close that I might be able to get.
Okay. So how much did that weigh into the decision for you? Was, being the vicinity to home kind of a major impact, or was it just one of those things that was, hey, if I can find the right place and it's close to home, that'll be better for me?
I wanted to stay almost as close to home as possible.
Okay. So what were the other schools that you visited then, if you got a chance to go to any?
Simpson wanted me to come down, so did Graceland. Briarcliff wanted me to come down, but I decided Briarcliff just wasn't for me, because I also had their school in Nebraska. Or not Nebraska. St. Louis, Missouri,
Okay.
the University of Health Science and Pharmacies. They wanted me to come on down. And then there's another school in Nebraska. I couldn't tell you the name off the top of my head, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, no, not a problem. There's a lot of schools that you were looking at and looking at you, so to try and remember them all, not an easy thing to do. You mentioned that the school down in St. Louis is was that a school that kind of fit the major you're looking at, or what are you thinking about going into school for?
Oh yeah, no, they had my exact major actually, but I just never really wanted to make the trip down there, because it would have been roughly like a 7-8 hour trip,
Right.
and I was not trying to be that far away from home at all. So I kind of told them I'd love to, but I just don't think it'd be best for me or my family.
So as far as Morningside go, strong for your major as well.
They don't have my exact major, so we're gonna have to, move around with that a little bit to try to figure out something I want. But besides that, there's nothing wrong with Morningside.
Okay. What were you wanting to go into, and what's the avenue maybe Morningside can get you switched into to kind of fit what you want to do as well?
Well, I wanted to go to college as a major in kinesiology, the body movement.
Yep.
But they don't have that exact major, so I'd have to talk to my admissions counselor, Elizabeth, about what we'd have to be able to do. It'd probably be something like physical therapy related is what I'm going to try to get into while
Okay.
there.
So what are you wanting to do with that, with the physical therapy? You want to work at a hospital, or what's the kind of career you want to have with that someday?
If I can, I want to be like a physical therapist or anything that can just help young athletes. Trying to get back on that track, field, court, whatever they need to.
Have you had a physical therapist help you with anything that kind of that intrigued you, or how did that become something that was of interest with you?
Yeah, I know in the past I've had injuries I've sustained where I've had to go to physical therapy, whether it be with like my legs or my Achilles or a concussion. I've had to go physical therapy a couple of times, and every time, I just found the whole process pretty interesting on how the fact that they're able to rehabilitate me and get me back on the field or the track, wherever I need to be.
You and I were chatting earlier about hurdles, and you had mentioned that you like to be that third or even the anchor leg. What is it about being that guy that runs late in that race, and what is it about the shuttle hurdle part of hurdling that you really enjoy?
I like the team aspect. I've always liked team sports. You asked me if I was going to watch a Super Bowl. Of course I will. Just the team aspect. I love shuttle because it's not just me. I have to depend on other guys as much as they have to depend on me. If they're not doing as good as they think they should be, maybe I can do a little bit better than I need to do.
What is your strength, do you think, as a hurdler?
My strength, I'd say, is the higher hurdles because I'm a taller guy.
Where do you need to get better? Where are some areas you think that'll help you if you get better when you get off in the Morningside?
I really want to work on getting my trail legs snapped back down to the ground, because the less time you're in the air, the faster you can run.
Well, Sakai, I tell you what, man, congratulations on Morningside. That's a heck of a program, and they're getting a great young man, and I think a guy that's going to do some really good things up there. So congratulations on getting the college decision done. Appreciate you joining us here today. And tell you what, we're not too far away from me seeing you at what one of the South Central Calhoun track meets coming up.
All right. Can't wait to see you.
Sakai Pettigrew again with the South Central Calhoun Titans. Again, he's headed to Morningside to continue his education as well as his track career.